T-I-N.
Tin?
Yeah.
Well, we had tin buckets too.
Okay.
And I imagine if we looked around, we could find a
a couple of them laying out there. Yeah. Let me ask you a couple of things about the kitchen.
Are you getting too hot?
No, I'm fine. Are you okay?
I'm grand.
Okay. In the kitchen, now, once you got indoor plumbing, or maybe even here, the thing that the water comes out of, what would you call
it? The faucet?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Would there be a different name for a faucet if it was on the outside of the house?
I don't believe so, Victor. Do you? Would there be? It would still be a faucet.
Okay. I just wondered if you'd ever heard the word spigot or tap?
I've heard it, but we've never used it.
Okay.
We use the word faucet.
Okay.
You might ask her why they named the ditch the Big Stick Ditch.
Yeah, well, tell me that. Tell me why they named it.
Well, they were pondering and wondering what they should name it. And Mr. Pollock was a very well-read man, and he understood what he was reading. My father read, but he didn't read as much as Mr. Pollock, but my mother did. And so they wondered what they should name the ditch, and finally they said, well, let's name the Big Stick Ditch after Teddy Roosevelt, when he had the truss and wielded the big stick. And that's how come the Big Stick Ditch got its name, was after Teddy Roosevelt.
Walk softly and carry a big stick.
Right.
How about that? Mm-hmm. That is really something.
So we both remember that. just...
That is really something.
And we were so proud of them because they are the ones that got that big stick ditch going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me, a couple other questions here. What would you use to wash dishes with? A cloth that you'd use to wash dishes with? What would you call that?
Instead of calling it a dishcloth, most people call it a dish rag.
Okay.
And I don't know why they call it a dish rag. I've often wondered if maybe they used a rag instead of a little towel or something, you know.
Did would they dry it with a towel? Would they dry dishes with a towel?
Mm-hmm.
Was it ever called a tea towel?
A tea towel.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my goodness, yes, and the women used to embroider those tea towels and make them all pretty and fancy. Mm. I have a set of 7 in the drawer right here. That's all I have left. Now, I've embroidered a lot more of them, but that's the only set I have left. Mm.
What would you use to boil water on the stove?
A tea kettle.
Okay.
Or an open kettle if your tea kettle had a leak, you know.
Okay. What would you use to cook, like bacon or
a frying pan.
Okay.
Or a skillet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I assume there was not electricity in the early days?
Oh, no, there wasn't.
How was the house? How did you get light in the house?
We had lanterns and coal oil lamps, and then eventually we bought the kerosene lamps that had the little mantles on them.
Mm-hmm.
Not that wasn't kerosene; that was gasoline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And but we also had the kerosene lamps with the wicks.
Did you ever see anybody use a makeshift lamp? Say maybe a lamp made out of a Coke bottle or something like that with a wick in it?
I never did see anybody do that, but I imagine that some of them did.
Yeah. You see that a good bit in the South, or used to. People would do that.
It would be kind of dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sure would. Go ahead.
Then later on, some of the people put in carbide lighting systems.
Mm.
You had to be pretty well-to-do to put that in. I remember the family by the name of Stecker put this in, and it was really, it was in the dining room. And their house was a house that they had moved from old Fort Lewis over to this, they hadn't moved it, it had been moved before they purchased it. I think by the family by the name of